I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. There's been a lot of talk recently about whether a so-called carbon tax would be a good way to reduce Vermont's greenhouse gas emissions. Much of that talk recently coming from politicians. Well, this week on VPR, we wanted to try to set politics aside and ask, well, would a carbon tax really work for Vermont? On Tuesday, we heard from an ecological economist who supports that idea, and today we're hearing from another economist who offers another perspective. Dr. Art Wolf is an associate professor of economics at the University of Vermont. Art, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Lawmakers are considering a tax on fuels. The big ones would be gasoline and heating fuel in order to curb Vermont's carbon emissions. Would this work?
Well, if by work you mean would people use less carbon-based fuels if you made it more expensive, the answer is absolutely.
Do you think it's the right path for Vermont when you look at the numbers and the economics of it?
I think that we would use less carbon-based fuels. But I guess the real question is what kind of other effects would it have on the state? And frankly, I think Vermont is just too small of an entity, both geographically and in terms of our population, for it to work in the sense of getting people to use less carbon-based energy, but not having all sorts of other negative effects on the economy and individuals that we probably wouldn't like.
Give me a for instance. Where do you see these negative effects happening?
Any decisions that have been made based on a certain price of energy are going to be turned out to have been bad decisions. So businesses that use a lot of energy, they might find that all of a sudden Vermont's not a very good place to locate their business. Individuals that have made decisions on where to live, type of house to build, and people will then make decisions about, well, maybe I need to do something different. And that different could be a business could leave the state.
I think a lot of people hear the phrase carbon tax, and what they hear is, well, this is just going to make my drive to work more expensive. When we have New Hampshire just over there and Massachusetts just down there, is it possible for Vermont to go it alone on something like a carbon tax and have it work?
I don't think it is. Now, if we talked about a carbon tax of just a few pennies, that would be one thing. It wouldn't make that much difference. But if you're talking about a significant tax, like 50 cents, a dollar a gallon, then Vermont is too small. And in fact, even if it was done regionally within New England, it would probably still not be a great idea. If it was done in the United States as a whole, a better idea. If it was done worldwide, sure, it would work. But the bigger you try to make it, the more difficult it gets to put it into effect.
Some supporters of a so-called carbon tax have pointed to British Columbia, which back a few years ago imposed a tax on fuels. They used the money they got to lower other taxes. Their economy's doing okay. Their consumption has gone down. Why wouldn't that work here?
A carbon tax should be predicated on an equal reduction in other taxes. So if we raise $100 million in carbon taxes, we should reduce $100 million in other taxes. Sales tax or income tax would be the two primary ones. Now, British Columbia is an example that they have done it. Apparently, they are reducing their consumption. But it's a pretty big province, both in population and in terms of its geographic size. Most of the population lives in an area that's relatively far from alternatives. But it's very difficult to do a carbon tax the smaller the jurisdiction is. Vermont's only 600,000 people. British Columbia is several million people. So there's a big difference there.
One of the things that supporters of a carbon tax say when we talk about some of the challenges it might pose is, well, you know, somebody's got to do this. Somebody's got to be a leader. And Vermont can be a leader. They could be a pioneer in a state-level tax like this. Doesn't that argument hold any water with you?
I think that's one of the weakest arguments I've heard about a carbon tax. Let's suppose that Vermont emitted zero carbon into the atmosphere. What would that do to worldwide carbon, the amount of carbon in the atmosphere? And the answer is it would do nothing. So we'd spend a whole lot of money. We'd have all sorts of dislocation effects, you know, people doing all the things we've been talking about. And yet there'd be no, not even significant, there'd be no measurable decrease in carbon from what Vermont did. And I think one of the problems Vermonters have is we think too much of ourselves. I don't think the rest of the world would look at Vermont and say, oh, wow, they did it. Well, we might as well do it.